everyone. Thanks for joining us for Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg, and very first on this Monday, I want to tell you about a new episode of Stories from General Conference titled The Youth of the Church, and you can, of course, check that out on Mormon Channel. Okay, well, today we're going to be talking about a figure in the church, in the LDS church, that we often see, but we don't hear a lot about, and that is the wife of the president of the church, of President Thomas S. Monson. And there's a really great article in LDSliving.com that talks about what LDS general authorities say about their wives and their spouses. And there's such a sweet article specifically written about Frances Monson, who's the wife of the prophet of the church. We're going to share a little bit today about what the president of the church had to say about his wife. He talks about how since a very young age and very, very early on in their relationship, he started receiving church callings and very demanding church callings. And so there were a lot of nights and days that he'd be gone, sometimes weeks at a time, that his work and church responsibilities would pull him away from their home, and they had three young children. He says that never even once did she complain. She was always just supportive, and he says that she was very loyal and patient and very supportive, and he actually says that he believes there's no one like her, that there's absolutely no one like her in her level of support. Also very sweet, he says that the moment he saw her, he knew that she was the one, and how he saw her at a dance at the University of Utah, and that he saw her dance by him, and that he didn't have the courage to go up and talk to her, but he promised himself that if he saw her again, that he was determined that he would go up and build up the courage to go and meet her. And so he saw her again a few months later and finally worked up the courage to go and talk to her. So that's how they met. They've been married for over 60 years, and a really sweet story that he shares as well is that he said that, you know, several years ago, she had a really, really terrible fall. You may have heard about that, and she was in a coma for about 18 days. It was really terrifying for him and his children, and he said that he sat by her side, and he cried, and the children cried, and his grandchildren cried, and she never moved a single muscle. And then one day, she suddenly woke up and opened her eyes, and he raced to her side, and he said, "Oh, you're back. I love you." And she said, "Oh, I love you too, but we're in serious trouble, Tom." And he thought, "What are you talking about? In trouble?" And she said, "Well, I forgot to mail in our fourth quarter income tax payment." That was the first thing that came to her mind besides "I love you" was, "Oh my gosh, I shirked a responsibility. We forgot to do this, and I've been in this coma." So kind of a funny, sweet little story that shares a little bit more about their relationship and her personality in particular. He just says that he knows that he could not be the man he is today, or the prophet, or leading this church without her support. She's just had a really profound influence on him, and that her faith is quite strong. And so, anyway, just wanted to share a little bit of that today and a little bit more insight into their relationship. Well, there's a quote from Oprah Winfrey that kind of talks about how you have power to lead. And it says, "I've come to believe that each of us has a personal calling that's as unique as a fingerprint, and that the best way to succeed is to discover what you love and then find a way to offer it to others in the form of service, working hard, and also allowing the energy of the universe to lead you." I love that. And she's definitely an example of that for sure. Well, thank you so much for listening today. I'm Jennifer Stagg. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.